T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
One more set tomorrow.
We did it.
I'm not very good at hiding my sorrow. It's not the same without you. So
Peter Cetera is your artist of the day on a Tuesday throwback to the 80s. It always amazes me after we do Terrible Joke Tuesday that the best jokes always come in after we're supposed
break.
To be done. We're going to extend it for just a couple more minutes and then we're moving on. Dana, go.
What do you call two midgets camping?
I'm not sure.
A little too intense.
Why does a mermaid wear seashells?
I don't know, Scott. Why does a mermaid wear seashells?
She outgrew the seashells.
I saw a man giving away dead batteries today. He had a sign out front that said free of charge. A three-legged dog walks into a bar and says, I'm looking for the guy who shot my paw.
What is fee, 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 Sith, Thevin, Sith, Thevin?
I don't know, Scott. What is that?
What is...
Fee, fee, fee,
Sith, Thevin,
Sith,
Thevin.
Yeah. You ever wonder what that is? It's Mike Tyson's phone number.
Don't you mean Mike Tyson?
Sith, Thevin. Why is it so funny that he has a lisp? I'm sorry. Why is it so funny?
Because you don't expect someone who looks that imposing to speak like that.
Have you seen the meme and he's holding two birds and the birds are getting closer together and it just says, now kiff. I laugh every time I see that. I'm sorry.
You know, years ago, guys, I was dating a girl. She had a lazy eye. Do you know that?
Scott.
I did not know that.
Yeah, she was seeing somebody else the whole time.
Finally, what did Jesus say at the Last Supper?
Oh, God.
What?
What?
Everyone get on this side of the table if you want to be in the picture.
Will, aren't you glad you joined the program?
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's why...
Probably the highlight of your life, isn't it?
Well, they requested a table for 25, but, you know, they all had to be on one side.
I told you at the beginning of the show today, we have several stories in the stack that you either won't believe or you will just shake your head and go, why?
From Fox 4, Liberty, Missouri, law enforcement in the Northland relied on some basic senses over the weekend to help them track down an alleged criminal. This is not a Terrible Joke Tuesday thing. This is real.
This is a real story.
This is a real story.
Dateline Liberty.
A spokesman for the Clay County Sheriff's Office posted a photo on Facebook of the search and added that while officers were searching, the person they were looking for passed gas so loud.
Wow.
It was so loud it gave up the hiding spot.
Now that's impressive.
Quoting here from the Sheriff's Department, we got to give props to Liberty PD using their senses to quote, okay, wait a minute. This is a joke, right? The Sheriff's Department wrote...
Did they really write this on Twitter?
We've got to give props to Liberty PD for using their senses to, quote, sniff him out.
Okay.
According to the Sheriff's Department, the individual was wanted for possession of a controlled substance.
Oh, it was a controlled substance, all right.
Well, it was a little less controlled after that.
I would say uncontrolled, wouldn't you, Will?
It was much less controlled afterward.
And then, completely not funny, but Will, what is up with the woman at the DMV that lost her mind today and started shooting outside? today is, again, one of those news days where what is in the water? We've got the Liberty farter. We've got the ashes sent to the city hall. We haven't even gotten to that principal in Florida today,
A woman upset that the line was not moving fast enough at a DMV licensing office in Kansas City's Northland allegedly pulled out a gun and fired shots outside. According to police and witnesses, Platte County Sheriff's deputies and Kansas City police rushed to the Parkville licensing office at about 11:25 this morning after receiving reports of shots being fired by a woman armed with a gun.
Perfectly reasonable response.
Well, I would think so. The line's not moving. I need my license.
So obviously, I'm going to go outside and fire shots.
Yeah, that'll make things move along quicker.
Quoting here from a witness.
It'll disperse the line.
Patricia Zick. That's true. Something was wrong. I don't know what it is, drugs, mental, whatever, but she just insisted on getting taken care of immediately. The president's security was in danger, she said.
Oh.
So she's a little...
Right. Mm. She's a little... And she has a weapon, which that's an entire different topic, but keep going.
Zick, that's the witness, Patricia Zick, was uncertain what the woman needed, but the woman insisted that the workers call their boss, who was not there. One worker said she was going to call police. The woman responded that she had better not. It will take longer, the woman said. They walked out, got her number. Yeah, that's a perfectly reasonable response.
What do you mean they got her number? C4603. No. Now serving C4603.
Zero fee.
Have you ever noticed that there is no rhyme or reason to the numbers you're given at the motor vehicle registration place?
I don't even know what mine are.
Now serving R6Q47. Well, they don't give you a number.
I thought you were talking about my license plate.
It's a bunch of jumbled letters and numbers, so there's no way that you can sit there and reasonably try to deduce how much longer you have.
Well, they put them up there. I mean, they tell you. Have you not been in?
I have not been down there in a while.
No, they put them in order. I mean, you're right. It's not like RJ001, RJ002.
No, it's different letters, different numbers.
Mm-hmm. No.
And then I discovered a new motor vehicle registration place where everything smells like roses.
Is this the one in Overland Park?
No, I'm not talking about it. Don't tell anyone where it is.
At 119.
Don't tell anyone where it is.
I just did.
Walked in. They said, "We are so happy you're here. How can I help you?" I thought I was in the Twilight Zone.
Oh, you mean the one right? on 119th Street?
My secret DMV is great.
I go,
let me tell you.
Is this a joke? And they said, "No, we've been open 2 months now. We're so happy to see you." I felt like I was in an episode of that Stepford Wives thing. Everyone was that happy that I was there. I was in and out in 5 minutes. Five. And I went to the restroom. So it wasn't even a full 5 minutes. It was like 3.5 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Do you know your driver's license plate number?
The plate?
Yeah.
It's got a Jayhawk on it. I don't know the plate number, no.
Yours, Will?
I do.
I know my driver's license number. I'm not going to tell you what it is, but I know it.
You know your what?
My driver's license number.
How do you know that?
It's been the same for 25 years. Well, wait longer than that.
I don't know my license number, but I know my plates.
You're supposed to know that and your social security number.
I know my social security number. You want me to give it to you?
Yeah.
On the air? I'm not going to do that.
Better call LifeLock first.
Would you ever have 666 on your license plate, Will?
I have.
Wait, what?
Yeah. For like, 2 years or something. It was QB something 666. And then I saw one in traffic.
Oh, hell no.
I don't know. Like 2 months ago, I saw one.
Can I just say, I do believe the worst state issued plate a couple of months ago. It was in Arkansas. It was 696-VAG. And I'm like, so not only having those letters, which is bad.
But those numbers with those
six
letters.
Six and nine with those letters.
Really? If it was
666-VAG, that would be even worse.
You've got the devil's badge.
That would be worse,
It's like Lurleen driving around in a Buick.
My motorcycle license plate number is 69EET.
I thought states.
Okay. All right.
I thought states blocked. Most states block different combinations of letters and numbers.
I think most states do. This was Arkansas, where they're, you know, still struggling with indoor plumbing, so
right.
they're not hip to the slang yet.
Wow. Like, you cannot,
Calm down.
They won't do A-S or,
S.
Yeah, or A-5-5. We talked about this once because Kansas, they actually, I think it was Kansas, but I'll look. One of the states, if not both of them, put out a partial list of the combinations that will be kicked back, that will not be allowed. Even with the automated system, they will be kicked back.
So why is 666 not kicked back?
I don't know. It didn't bother me.
I'm not kidding.
I'm from Topeka. It's our zip code.
This was several weeks ago. I can't remember. I was going through McDonald's. I think Kelly wanted me to grab, like, we had somewhere to go. I don't know if it was a sporting game or wherever we were going. She's like, just grab me a couple of cheeseburgers, and I decided to grab myself one, too. And the total came to $6.66.
Mm-hmm.
I ordered something else. I swear
to
God.
Are you serious?
Yes,
I
did.
You're the least superstitious person I know.
I am not. The total came to $6.66. I'm like, ma'am, can you throw on a small fry there?
Wait, are you just religiously...
I will not do anything other than an Iron Maiden record that has 666
on it. That's ridiculous. It's the same three numbers.
Tell that to Jesus.
Are you only superstitious with religious-y things, or are you, like, you won't walk under a ladder?
No, I would not.
You wouldn't walk under a ladder?
No.
So if you see a black cat,
I actually owned a black cat.
But that didn't phase you?
No.
Because, you know, that's not superstition-friendly.
But I have my own, and I know we got to get to the break. Like, I will not walk on a sports field without clapping my hands twice.
But that's OCD.
Okay, that's fine.
Never heard the clapping twice thing.
Well, it's not, I don't like go. It's more like.
Yeah, but I've never heard anything involving that.
That's just my own personal thing.
Okay.
Have you ever had a tick, Will?
I had one down there.
Mm-hmm.
No, not a tick like the bug, an involuntary movement tick.
Not that I can think of.
Oh, we're talking about this coming back because I have one and I my kids have them. We all tick.
576-7798.
Very superstitious.
Kramer. All right.
All right.
Sign right here, please.
Okay. Love it. Thanks. Ass man. No, these don't belong to me. I'm not the ass man. I think there's been a mistake.
What's your name again?
Cosmo Kramer.
Cosmo Kramer. You are the ass man.
I forgot how funny that was.
So you got a tick problem?
Did you never have a tick, or your kids never had ticks? Did you? Sam, did you? Okay. Now we're talking.
Yes, I do have a tick.
We have never talked about this on this program, and we're going to, and here's why. There are so many kids listening who have this, and it's such a, you know, you feel like there's something wrong or you're weird. I am a crazy, ticky person. It's gotten better over the years.
I've never seen you with a tick.
Okay, let me tell you.
I've seen you click on that thing on your chin.
Yeah, I'm doing it right now.
I know.
It started when I was about 4 or 5 years old. And it started with a head shake, just a really quick, slight head shake. And I got it into my head at age 4 or 5 that once I did it, I had to do it in, I think it was 3s or 5s. And I couldn't stop doing it until I hit 3 or 5. And keep in mind, I'm 5 years old. So I'm not someone who, like, at 5 years old had read a bunch of studies on, like, what that means or OCD or tics. Or I just knew that I had to do it. If we were driving in the car and we were passing a row of really nice homes, I had to blink after every third home. At every third home, I would blink, like hard blink.
That's not a tick. That's OCD.
And my dad finally noticed it and said, honey, can we talk about what you're doing with your head? And I didn't know how to explain it. I just knew that I did it. What was your tick, Sam?
If I get overwhelmed or stressed out, I get this like weird smiley face going on. Like it looks like I'm trying to smile, but I'm totally failing at it. And I've done it for a really long time, and people have always asked me why I'm smiling constantly.
But do you have to do it in a certain number, or do you just do it?
I just do it whenever I'm like concentrating on something, or if I'm really stressed out.
It happens.
Yeah, just all I don't even notice when I do it.
Okay, you guys are confusing OCD with a tick. I had a teacher, seventh grade in Texas.
My head shake was a tick, Scott.
My Texas history teacher would do this. This is a tick. What you're describing is OCD. He would say, and then down at the Alamo.
Well, but Scott, that's Tourette's, and that is within this family.
That's not Tourette's. That's a tick.
It's within that family. But if you ask any...
Tourette's is when he goes down at the effing Alamo.
Well, that's part of it. If you have anyone listening right now, if you are an elementary school teacher, any elementary school teacher will tell you they have classrooms filled with ticks, and sometimes it's girls, sometimes it's boys, sometimes it's an audio tick. But like mine, it can be a physical tick. And I think it's all wrapped up in, I mean, Scott, that's why I asked you, you have OCD. I think it's in that family. Some of my kids had it and some of my kids did not. My oldest son, when he was in grade school, absolutely had it to the point that we were like calling Children's Mercy going like, why is he doing this? And I used to shake my head when I was a kid. Is that why he's doing it? He grew out of it. Anyone in the family that's had it has kind of grown out of it. But if you're doing it and you don't understand why you're doing it, like I think, especially for little kids, it can be, you know, a thing.
576-7798. 576-7798. On this Tuesday, throwback to the 80s, this album came out 33 years ago today. Let's get to the newsroom, to the phones. Here is Justin and Lee Summit. Hello, Justin.
Hi, Parks. How's it going?
It's going quite well. Thank you.
Thank you. I was the Tourette Association of America youth ambassador for the state of Kansas. I think it was 2012. It was a while ago, so my information might be a little rusty. They might have come out with some new things. But I just like to clarify a little bit. A tick is literally defined as any sort of sound or movement made involuntarily.
Right.
Now, Tourette's syndrome specifically is pretty much any tick. And by the way, they do have something called tics de mind, which is essentially OCD with a few caveats to it. I think it's mostly in the reaction. Coprolalia is what you described earlier, involuntary saying of words.
What's it called?
Coprolalia, and it only affects about 1 in 10 Tourette's people.
It's super rare, is it not, Justin?
Incredibly, yes.
So then what do you say, like, what was my thing as a child with my head and with my blinking, and then I pass that on to some of the kids where they would do it too. They don't do it anymore, but certainly when they were in grade school, almost all of them did.
All right. Tourette syndrome is, as we know, hereditary. It is passed on, of course, and it usually crops up around 4 or 5, and it usually will diminish over time. It's a lifelong thing. People with Tourette syndrome have it their whole lives, but by the time they're about 20, it's usually significantly reduced.
Yeah. We saw it in grade school, and it was gone by high school.
Okay, the disorder that you described, the involuntary saying of words, you know, a kid sitting in a classroom and going, F you, or F that.
It's very rare.
That is what has become stereotypic, and I must confess, I fell into this category, stereotypically known as Tourette's. We are wrong? Is that what you're saying, Justin?
Technically, no. That is a type of Tourette syndrome. However, that is, again, a stereotype, and it's not exclusively people with Tourette's. There are tons of other symptoms. In fact, are so broad and so out there, they can be just about anything. The point is, whatever you do, it's going to be involuntary. In fact, we say that ticks wax and wane. I've had ticks that have cropped up multiple times, stuff I've had for years, things that have cropped up, and I've had them for a few months, and then they've disappeared, and I've never seen them again.
Okay, hang on just a second. Justin, you were describing yourself, and you said you would drive by a place and you would blink your eyes either three times or five times.
Yeah.
That was a voluntary decision, right?
I did not feel like I could control it. It was an urge to do it. The way you describe it is, and
but it was
this
a,
is just
it,
for me,
it,
Justin.
You had an urge, but it was a voluntary response.
I don't think because you feel better once you do it, then it goes away and then it starts to build back up. I don't think that's voluntary because, Justin, if it was voluntary, you could control it. I couldn't control it.
Justin?
Well, that's where it becomes a bit tricky. We describe it a lot like an itch, like controlling an itch. The difference is sometimes an itch will just up and go away. Tourette's syndrome is usually this build-up thing. It's like you have to do it or you just feel funny, just like you would with an itch. But
right.
An itch can go away.
Like I'll sometimes chat my teeth, for lack of a better term. If I'm driving, I find myself doing this a lot, even at the age of 48, when I'm driving westbound down Shawnee Mission Parkway, on that stretch between Eastern Shawnee and Western Shawnee, where you go through basically the woods near Deffenbaugh, there are large streetlights over Shawnee Mission Parkway. I've learned that I can kind of clamp my teeth three times.
You just told me you didn't have any of these things, and you totally have
one. Well, but I can control it, too. I don't have to do it. I just go.
But why do you do it?
I don't know. Because I'm weird.
See, I knew it.
It's not
I
a
knew
tick.
It, and I knew it, and here's why. Because you have OCD, and this is in that family. So when I said to you, I mean, do you have any of these things that you do? You're like, no, I don't have any of those things. Well, there was that one time on Shawnee Mission Parkway every single time that I clenched my teeth every third light. That's
no,
what I'm talking
about.
No,
it's three times between the lights.
Oh, sorry. I didn't want
well,
to mess up your
right
numbers.
Get it right. If you're going to talk about my OCD, get it right.
I cannot believe you looked me in the eye and said, I don't have any of these things.
I just remembered it. Virginia, hello.
Hi.
Hi, Virginia.
How are y'all?
I'm good. Welcome to Dana and the one who's lying. Go ahead.
Okay.
My daughter was recently, in the last year, diagnosed with Tourette's. And it did come on from the time that she was in elementary school to, like, junior high. It really got a lot worse. And we took her to the Movement Disorders Clinic at Children's Mercy. Yep. And they diagnosed her with Tourette's. And she had an eye twitch. And it was just that at first. And then all of a sudden, she was jerking her head to one side.
And what age was she, Virginia? What age?
She probably started it in, like, third grade. And then it built up into eighth and ninth grade. It got pretty bad. So we took her, and they put her on medicine. She doesn't have a tick anymore.
Oh, good. It took care of it?
Yeah. But, I was surprised that it was Tourette's. And I worry about them because Parkinson's also runs in the bloodline. And it concerns me, like my other son his hands shake really bad.
Virginia, real quick, did you have tics or your husband have tics growing up that you can remember?
No, not that I remember.
Huh.
But other people in the family do.
There you go.
So I think it all, you know, comes from that. But genetically, you know, they're predisposed to Parkinson's too, and I wonder about that down the line. So
did it affect her in school? I mean, I know it bothered me because I didn't want people seeing that I was doing it.
Well, I'm kind of out there in my way of thinking, but I told my kids, I said, one thing I told them when we adopted them is, who cares what other people think? You're your own person, you're wonderful, you're beautiful, and so what if you have a tick? If somebody looks at you and asks why you're doing that with your head, say, I just do it. I can't help it. It just happens.
Yeah.
Tell them the truth. And if they laugh at you or whatever, just put your head down and keep on going down the road you were going down.
Or change the direction of your tick and headbutt them.
That would be good. Not school, though. That may get in trouble.
Of course. Of course.
But, yeah, it's worrisome down the line, and I just hope it goes away for all of them. All three of my kids have some kind of a tick, either with their hands or head.
Are all three adopted?
Yes, but they're from our family. So
I see, okay.
Yeah, but they carry whatever's in the family line. And
All right. Hey, Virginia, thank you for the call. Do appreciate it. Ernest in Independence. Ernest, hello.
Hey, I know this sounds weird, but I wanted to ask you guys. Hey, first and foremost, great guys. I love you guys' show.
Thank you.
I wanted to ask you guys, is this a tick or OCD? Every time I sit down to use the bathroom, I have to rub the toilet paper across my thigh before I do anything.
For how long? How long have you done this, Ernest?
I think I've been doing it since I was like 7.
I'm going to say that's OCD.
Or I would love for, if you're a physician, please call in if you know about these things. What's the difference between all of these things and a habit? Because we all have habits.
Hang on here, Ernest.
I don't know that we want to explore this in detail.
Let's stop at the point where you lean over a little bit on the toilet, okay?
Okay.
We don't need to get into those details. But when you're sitting down to go to the bathroom, you will pull several, obviously.
I got to do like one roll, and then I got to rub it across my thigh.
The whole roll, or just whatever you pull off of the roll?
Just whatever I pull off the roll. I just got to like touch against my thigh just to be normal, just like to be comfortable.
And what will happen, Ernest, what will happen if you don't do that?
I've never not done it.
Okay.
And what does this do? Does it? Will you be our guinea pig?
Sure.
All right. Can you call back sometime this week? Just say who you are and that you had done the experiment. I want you, the next time you have to go to the bathroom, to not touch your thigh.
That's going to be super weird, but I'll try.
Just try it and then call us back and see if you were able to do it.
Bet.
Okay.
Can you do it for us?
I'm going to try. I'm going to definitely try.
All right. Happy pooping.
Okay.
Goodbye. All right. Goodbye. What? I think that would be fascinating to find out if he's able to do it. He sounds like a grown man.
But with some of these...
Which means he's done it for over 20 years.
With some of these ticks, Scott...
That's not a tick. That's OCD.
There is a compulsion to do that thing, whatever it is, and for me it was my head. It's a compulsion to do it.
But I think you're confusing OCD with Tourette's.
I'm not confusing OCD with Tourette's.
Okay. 576-7798. I cannot wait to hear back from Ernest later this week.
I don't know that I want to hear back from Ernest.
576-7798.
Carry on, my wayward son. There'll be peace when you are done. Lay your weary head to rest. Don't you cry no more.
Let's get back to the phones. Danny in North Kansas City. Danny, hello.
Hey, guys. Just wanted to chime in. Myself, my brother, and my dad, we've all got Tourette's. It runs on my dad's side of the family. And growing up back in the 90s, my brother had a lot of problems going through middle school because of it. It really wasn't that well known. And somehow, I'm not sure the way he got hold of it, but somehow Jim Eisenreich, who used to play for the Royals.
Yeah, yeah.
He got a hold of my brother's story and actually went and followed my brother around for an entire day at the middle school he went to. And from then on, he became a pretty good family friend. He used to host a bowl-a-thon every year for Tourette syndrome. And it was just a bunch of kids from the community that got to come and, we bowled and we had dinner afterwards, and that's where you got to see all the different types of tics that did go on with people that have Tourette's.
You know, somebody writes in on the text line, and it's a good point. A tic is something you can't stop. It is something that happens involuntarily. A compulsion is something you can stop, but is hard to do, and it needles at you.
Okay.
Like, I took pictures of my stove today before I left the house.
I would argue you have a compulsion to do that.
I could leave the house without doing it, but it would needle me. That's not a tick. That's a compulsion.
Okay.
Do you understand? I mean, is that fair?
Yeah.
This is a tick.
Right. But I feel like my head thing when I was a kid was...
It was a compulsion. You could stop it if you wanted to.
But I couldn't. Why didn't I then?
Because it was a compulsion. Because it's if you do it, then the compulsion has been satisfied.
Hmm.
Let's go to Stacy in Creighton. Hello, Stacy.
Hi there.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi there. Well, hi. I was telling him that my problem is chewing on the side of my mouth that I've done ever since I was a kid. In fact, I even carried the name of Chewums by a family friend because I couldn't stop. And I still can't stop to this day, and I'm 54 years old now.
Stacy?
Yeah.
I do it. My mother does it, and one of my four children does it.
Really?
Yep.
What do you do?
Yeah, what do you do? I mean...
What do you... No, what do you do?
Chew on the side of your lip.
Yeah, or you... Yeah, you just chew on the side of your mouth.
But that's not a tick. That's a compulsion.
Right. Well, that's what I wonder. Sometimes I can do it, and I don't even realize I'm doing it. And my boyfriend will say, are you chewing on the side of your mouth?
I do it, Stacey, more often than not when I have anxiety or I'm stressed out.
Yeah, I think that's what it is.
Yep.
Okay, well, it must be a compulsion, right?
I would say it's not a tick. From the text line, Scott, what would happen if somebody stole your stove? I wouldn't take pictures of it. Chris and Lee Summit. Hello, Chris.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
All right, this is what I do. I count the supports on the bridges I go under.
Okay.
Why?
How long have you done it?
Since I was young. Yeah.
Could you not do it? Could you not do it, though, Chris? If you wanted to not do it, could you not do it?
There's times that I don't do it, like when I'm like driving or in like heavy traffic. But I mean, yeah, if I'm thinking about it, I don't have to do it. But I don't know why I do, you know?
I think a lot of people have those things, Chris.
Did something happen when you were younger on a bridge?
No. No. Nor under a bridge.
But as you're approaching a bridge, driving in regular traffic, you'll just sit there and count the supports as you approach.
Yeah, two on the left of me, two on the right of me, and then whatever goes up, up to wherever the bridge stops, you know.
Yeah. Well, what do you do when you go over the Kip Bond Bridge? Just lose your mind?
No, I don't have to. There's no supports there. It's all suspended.
I know, but do you count the suspensions?
No, I don't count those. Just like a road bridge, you know?
Weird. Okay. I don't mean weird in a negative way, just weird in a different way. Chris? I think you might be crazy.
No, I think... Stop saying that!
What?
The whole point of talking about this is to remind people they're not crazy.
I think the whole point of this hour was to prove that we're all crazy.
I don't think it's uncommon for people like Chris and everyone listening to have one thing that you do that, as you call it, is a compulsion.
Well, you're calling it a tick. It's not a tick. A compulsion is voluntary.
I disagree, because one of my kids started for about a year or two repeating the last word or two of every sentence under the breath after he uttered a sentence. So like if I said to you, it's time to go to the news, time to go to the news. And he started doing it, and then it just became this thing. And Children's Mercy has a great program for this stuff, by the way. And they told us this is not a big deal. It'll go away. A lot of kids that age have tics. You had tics when you were little, and it did go away. But I think more people than you know listening have somebody in their family that does something like that.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.